talk to you today about lying. Put your hand up if you think that lying is wrong. Put your hand up if you've ever told a lie. Hand up if you've never told a lie. Is it always wrong to tell a lie? This, I think, is not a simple question. What happens if somebody you love is ill and you visit them and they say to you, "How do I look?" Do you tell them the truth? What if they were dying? Tell them that. However, most of the time, we're not concerned with such moral issues of lying, but with simpler ones. And I want you to think today about the consequences of what could be a very small lie. Let me tell you a story. It's a little lad called Archie, whose mother sent him to the shop to buy some potatoes. On the way, he passed a sweet shop. And he couldn't resist it. He went in and bought some sweets. Then he didn't have enough money to buy the potatoes. So he went home and he told his mother the shop was shut. Now that was a little lie. How can I explain it? Mr. Fulford, do you help me? Excuse me.
My favourite lie.
Tough times, isn't it?
Thank you.
It's right, no one notices.
This is the first lie. As you can see, you would not necessarily notice the results of this lie. So his mother says, "Okay, Archie, can I have the money back in the chocolate shop?" And Archie says, "I lost it." That's the second lie.
It's my favourite tie.
Was. Second lie. Still we're getting away with it. So his mother says, "Well, let's go and look for the money." And he says, "Well, it fell down the drain." That's his third lie. And I'm afraid by now it's getting harder to hide the result. When his mother goes to look down the drain, she sees the shop shut. Sorry, the shop is open, and his story is exposed. Sadly, in these matters of telling the truth, I don't think we've set a very good example by many of our politicians today, who seem to think it's all right to twist and spin the truth. And when they're caught out, they insist it was done for the good of the country. It isn't.